Today is Monday, October 11th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Well, before we start talking about the weekend, we do have a voicemail or two, so let's have a listen.
Hello, lovey. I'm on my nipple walk, catching up on the Geeky Gay little show, and I'd like to get one of those Amazon gift cards, except I don't want you to send it to me. I want you to send it to the old gal, because it sounds like she needs it much more than me. You know, I'm on a fixed income, but obviously I'm a giver. I'm a giver. Give that to the old gal. Don't send it to me. There are others in need more than myself. And anyway, well, thank you for calling. Okay, and enjoy those bugs that are flying around you. Bye-bye now.
Those bugs, they were so horrible. Luckily, they seem to be dissipating a little bit. I believe that was Big Fatty. People don't ever say who they are. Some people don't ever say who they are. Okay, $1. I guess he's granting that to Auntie Scott. I think we have one more voicemail, so I'll just go ahead and play this one.
Hello, lovey. Listen, I'm retracting my gifting of that gift card to the old gal, because she'll probably be incensed. But why don't you send it to that Steve the Tater? You'll never remember to do it, but anyway, you know, we're in a quandary as to about what was he talking about. Why don't you just say, hey, I forgot. Remind me of what's going on. Be the bigger person. Be the bigger person and make the call.
I could.
And say, okay, Steve the Tater, clearly you know I forget everything.
I do.
And what was the gift card and what was it for? And give me your e-letter address and just send it to him. Don't have a standoff and just add a dollar to it. So anyway, thank you for calling. And I think that's it. Bye-bye now.
Well, bye, Fatty. Thank you for your call. Again, there are two calls from Big Fatty. So we'll go ahead and talk about the weekend. Yeah, I need to just ask Scott. I don't know why I don't just ask Scott if I owe him. I could go back and listen to the episode, except I don't remember when we did that. I don't remember if it was a standalone show or if it was in the pre-show or the post-show, or like, I don't really remember that. And I could probably look at the schedule as well. There are things I could do. There are things I could do. But it is what it is. One of these days, I will look it up and I'll figure it out. And if I did forget, he'll just get a surprise. He'll just get a surprise in his inbox and he'll be so happy, I'm sure. But on the weekend, so Friday night, we recorded the mix, or mix minus, whichever you want to call it. And that went well. Daniel got drunker and drunker and drunker. More and more drunk, we could say. As the evening progressed, and by the end, he was slurring his speech, and it was kind of entertaining. So for those of you who don't listen to Mix Minus on Fridays, don't go to pride48.com this Friday, because we are off this Friday. But I believe next Friday, I could be wrong, but I believe our next show back is going to be, I'm looking right now, I believe it's going to be the 22nd. So, although I do have a haircut that day. So that's going to be a problem, because I have a haircut on the 22nd, and it takes me 5 hours to drive back. So we may have to move that one. I'm not really sure. Anyway, regardless, we're normally Friday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern. And maybe I'll announce on here what we're going to do, because I forgot that I have a haircut that day, so my haircut's at 1:30. I mean, I could technically get back in time, So we'll have to see. But anyway, so we recorded that. And then on Saturday, we got up and we went and did our walk. I believe, again, I'm just assuming we did our walk. Yes, we did do our walk. I wanted to do it around 9 a.m. because I wanted to get breakfast at McDonald's. Really, I prefer to get a Chick-fil-A breakfast, but we don't have one close to us. It takes about 20 minutes to get to the nearest Chick-fil-A. And the problem is that normally, you know, if I want to do breakfast, they stop breakfast. All these restaurants that decided that 10:30 is when they should stop breakfast. I don't understand that. I mean, I know back in the day, like a long time ago when Big Fatty was a child, I'm sure, you know, nobody was eating breakfast past 10:30. But nowadays, I feel like people eat breakfast all the way up until noon or even later. And I think, you know, there is no reason that these restaurants have to stop breakfast. They stop breakfast at 10:30. Nobody eats lunch at 10:30. Who goes and gets a burger and fries at 10:30? Nobody. 11 o'clock is the lunch starting time for everyone. But anyway, that was a tangent for nothing. But all these fast food places, they stop serving breakfast at 10:30. For a while, McDonald's was doing all-day breakfast, but they have stopped doing that. COVID gave them an excuse to stop doing that. They don't do it anymore. So we went for our walk, and our local park has a farmer's market on the weekends. And the path goes right through the farmer's market. And Mark and I don't like passing all those booths over and over and over again because they're trying to hawk their wares, you know? They're like, oh, do you want to buy my quilt? Do you want to buy my homemade boysenberry jelly, you know, or whatever? And we don't really like being pressured by those people. And I especially don't like being pressured by people to buy things. And we do 6 loops. So that means we're pressured 6 times, and I don't enjoy it. So we have another, it's not really a park, but we have this area that's got a man-made river / creek. Think Riverwalk in San Antonio, but it's the Springdale, Arkansas Riverwalk. So there's this river that goes, you know, and has sidewalk that goes, and there are bridges, and there's even like a really fancy hoity-toity neighborhood that has ritzy houses that you can get a house on the river, air quotes. I don't know. I mean, it's not really as big as a river, but it's larger than a creek. So I don't know what you would call it, but it's man-made for sure. But they have waterfalls built in. You see turtles and their fish, and there's geese during geese season, and right now there are ducks, and I don't know how long it goes. I would say a couple of miles, maybe even, but maybe even more than that. I don't know, because we don't go the whole stretch of the river. I guess I'm just gonna call it a river. Anyway, so we go there when we can't go to the park that's near our house. So we went there, and the good thing about that is it only takes 2 loops. Where we stop, from where we stop and start, to reach the same amount of time as the park. So it's not quite as boring because it's only 2 loops. So you only see the same scenery twice instead of 6 times. So we did that and got some breakfast, and then we just hung around the house in the afternoon. And then on Saturday night, I had dinner with my parents. And so Mark had a dinner with some Filipino friends. I told him, I said, you don't have to go every time, my parents, because I don't think he always feels comfortable because, again, you know, my Republican parents, I don't think Mark always feels comfortable. And so I said, you know what? You don't have to go with me every time. I need to see my parents because, you know, they're my family. And, but you don't have to go every time. So why don't you go to the dinner that you were invited to? Tell them I'm sorry I couldn't make it, but I need to, you know, my parents have been away for a couple of weeks and I'm not seeing them enough recently, so I need to do dinner with them. So I stopped and picked up P.F. Chang's because I think it's my parents' favorite. and got that. And I brought Sydney with me. I let her spend the night because my mom says, oh, you never let Sydney spend the night. So I brought Sydney with me and we ate and then we played a game. We played this Monopoly card game. It's actually a lot of fun. But playing a game with my mom, she's 72 and she looks a lot younger than 72, but I don't know if mentally she's, you know, like me, you know, I'm forgetful now. When I'm 72, I can hardly, my mom, she's playing a game and I don't know if she's doing this, you know, to confuse us, but she will just make stupid mistakes where we're having to watch her the entire time. Oh, I can't do that. And she'll be playing a card that she clearly can't play and she can't remember how many times she's done a certain thing. And so my stepdad and I, and he's the same age as she is, you know, and he's not forgetting anything. He and I are having to say, no, mom, you know, no, you already did that, or no, you can't play that card. Or so it's, you know, and then she wins the round. You know, it's so frustrating. But anyway, we played a few rounds of that, and then my stepdad has to give me a box because every time I go over there, they still have boxes that they had from my childhood, and they're trying to offload them onto me now that I have a house again. And so I go to leave, and he says, "Oh, before you go, I have another box for you." But there are a couple of electronic toys that I had that were in one of the recent box that he just gave me. And, you know, from the 80s. And I was thinking, oh, I could put those on my shelf as, you know, geeky decor. So who knows? Might do that. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.